This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing Care. Patient first name is Carolyn, Carolyn. Last name is Barbaro, Barbaro. Date of birth is 3/22/1956. Date of evaluation 4/26/2023. HPI history page, complaints, follow up for management of anxiety, depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who is familiar to our service. She was last seen by PA on February 23rd, 2022. PA patient requested psychiatric follow-up, complaining that she's not on adequate dose of clonopin and used to be on clonopin 2 milligram up to 3 times a day. Period. She's currently on clonopin 5.5 milligram twice a day and Celexa. Period. Patient is ambulatory and participates in activities and does not seem to be anxious or any distress. Sleep and appetite is fair. She's also on narco and methadone. Period. No hostility, agitation, paranoia, no grandiosity, delusional thinking. Next paragraph, under interval medical social family history, date of last visit 2/23/2023. Check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collector informant review, check chart, check nursing, check. Next paragraph, current medications. Clonopin 0.5 milligram BID and Celexa 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, none, grooming fair, motor movements normal, statue standing, gait stable, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, affect broad, mood euthymic, speech clear, thought processes preoccupied with wanting to get more clonopin, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal homicidal thoughts, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fund of knowledge, fair judgment, limited orientation to person, place, time, attention, concentration, with the normal sleep problems are none, appetite fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, generalized anxiety disorder 41.1, plans continue clonopin as prescribed, no indications to increase dose. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, 33.0, plans continue Celexa. Number three, history of other bipolar disorder, F31.89. No indications for using any mood stabilizers at this time. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors with any new concerns. Check, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Please note under HPI, patient talks about wanting to get discharged from here and live with a friend in Detroit. Period. Not sure if this is a realistic plan or not. Next paragraph. Procedure code 99308, end of dictation.